Yes, you want to pop up?
No, I'm just going to look in the camera because I always see people doing this. And I'm just going to do it too.
You know, I look right in the lens.
Bad boys of comedy. Bad boys of comedy. Bad boys of comedy.
Bad boy of comedy is a comedian that's going to keep it raw.
What it means to be a bad boy.
We're going
to
talk about everything.
What makes me a bad boy? Somebody that knows what it is to grind.
Witty, quick on his feet.
You know, somebody that knows how to handle pressure.
Well, I've been a bad boy all my life. To be a bad boy.
To be a bad boy comedy, man.
Bad boy is about your inner strength.
Just a comic with an edge.
High energy, constantly moving, edgy.
Your abilities to not let nothing hold you down.
We're going
to
give you our life.
I'm a bad boy.
Comedy is pain.
D.L. Hughley's a bad boy. Say is a bad boy.
D.L. Hughley, D.L.
D.L. Hughley's.
Bernie's a bad boy.
Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac.
The Bernie Mac.
Bad boys. Bad boy of comedy.
Eddie Griffin, Martin Lawrence.
Dolemite.
George Carlin.
George Carlin.
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey.
Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker.
Lenny Bruce.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Yes, I tell you, I'm a bad boy.
Robin Harris.
Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle, of course. The Dave Chappelle, I love him because he does not give a fuck.
Sam Kinison, man.
Red Fox.
Red Fox.
Red Fox.
Of course, Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy. Man, you a bad boy at comedy.
First original bad boys, you gotta be Richard Pryor.
This man right here, Richard Pryor. I don't know if you can see my shirt.
Richard Pryor, of course.
Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor, of course, man. Those are bad boys.
That's my definition of a bad boy.
That's what makes you a bad boy.
That's what it means to be a bad boy.
Because comedy ain't no joke, man.
The next person blew up won't be from here.
Bad boy.
I can guarantee that.
We here now. The bad boys of comedy. The future stars, the future legends.
The first season.
This the veteran of the game right here. He the one got me doing comedy. He told me, man, you should stay on stage, man. You got it.
Stop stealing. Turn that crooked shit out. Get your life together.
Right. Leave the cocaine and all that.
Yeah, stop the dope. So they done changed a little bit.
I didn't sell dope. First bag I sold, I got caught. So that's why I stopped doing comedy. So, you know,
I had them set up.
So how many people are coming tonight? How many people get to do it?
900. A little over 900 people per show, 2 to 3 shows a day.
Ain't let nobody in.
900 people is a gaggle. They just, you know, 3-4 across, all the way around the corner. I mean, we're talking, I got 40 barricades all the way around the corner. Well, these barricades, the blues, these are like 15 feet long, and they're not enough. Start early in the day, somewhere around 2, 2:30, set up the barricades. Ask everybody politely to get online. Everybody's been real cool about everything. Everybody's happy to see P. Diddy.
When the house fills up, we're going to bring John Irwin and Walter out, and we're going to have them listen to the sound. With the new augmented PA system. But it's going to take C, it's going to take Dougie Fresh, and it's going to take Alex / P. Diddy stand-in, you know, warm-up to get that sound right.
Did you get my levels?
We're working on it now. We're working on your levels now. You're our stand-in tonight, and then you'll be the star tonight.
I thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Who the fuck was I talking about?
Sure. Tell you who the fuck you're talking to.
It's Rhea, Bad Boys of Comedy. These are the only comedians everybody got a record. All of us got two felonies. It's a two-strike show.
My name is Ronnie Jordan. I'm from Atlanta, GA. I've been doing comedy almost 3 years. So, I'm lucky to be a bad boy.
And what makes you a bad boy?
Made me a bad boy comedy. I just rip shit all the time. I rip shit up. Every time you come to my show, you might pee on yourself. That's why I'm a bad boy comedy. The Bad Boys of Comedy is going to be set apart because it's nothing on TV right now with some uncut black comedians. Urban comedy is hurting right now. We need it, P. Diddy. We appreciate you so much because Def Jam went off in like 96 and I wasn't even doing comedy. I was in 11th grade. I started doing comedy when I was like 21. So it was nothing for us to just be free all the way. We do shows, but it's like the clamps are on us. We get to go hard tonight. So we get 6 minutes to go hard, and that's what I did. So.
Okay. Before the show starts.
I know, oh my gosh.
Showed up. 1,400 people reserved. They just didn't come.
You don't have nothing to cover that up with? I mean, y'all got to do your jobs, man. This is y'all. Y'all coordinating this. Y'all hired the people. Like, come on, man. I'm not with that, man. It's New York. We ain't got no problem with no people. If y'all want to take care of it, man.
See, what we're doing is preparing ourselves for our show. So write all our little jokes down, you know what I'm saying? This is what a comedian do before he goes up. This is whether it's a singer, they might practice their notes. I can't sing, so I got to write down the shit that I thought of and hope like hell this shit work when I get out there. So beat it.
Seeing, you know, this is the commission he be repping. We gonna go and let Tone X go and start this little prayer.
All right.
You understand
everybody,
me?
Everybody join hands like they do at the black church.
Oh, we need Jesus.
I don't know what y'all do. You want to lock it. Okay, lock that up. You Catholic?
Nope.
Do I? Okay.
Somebody do a Muslim.
So you probably want me sitting on your knee.
What if you're in a cult?
I need a Muslim prayer.
I know a little Arabic, but not that much. Give me some backup.
Sir?
Father God, we come here tonight.
Jesus!
To use the talents that you've bestowed upon us.
Yes, Lord.
We're here to heal through the power of laughter. Comedy, if you will. You brought us together from all over the country.
Yes, Jesus.
And you made us get here safely.
For sure.
And now we have a job to do. It is a job that you have been building us for years and years and years. It's like Eminem said in 8 Mile, you got one shot to blow. What are you gonna do? I ask tonight that we open our mouths and ask you to put the words in the proper order. Let someone who comes with a hardened heart and burdens and problems leave here with a different outlook. We're trying to put smiles on faces. We're trying to be friends to the friendless. God, we ask that when we finish doing our thing and we leave the stage, we ask that you protect us when we go home so we can arrive safe to our families. We're not out here for show. We out here because we know and understand that if it wasn't for you, there would be no need for us to even come to New York City. We appreciate what you do. We appreciate the things that you put within us to do.
Can you take the pain out of my feet?
I'm going to take the pain out your feet in a few minutes. That's because your shoe's too tight. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Don't we want to say thank you?
Thank you, Lord.
And these things we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, who got the we?
Microphone for you right here.
Right? Yeah. First,
are you funny?
Yes, I'm very funny.
You're very funny.
Yeah.
It's your big chance.
Very big
show the world that you're a funny motherfucker.
That's right.
I'm wearing Shonda.
You got it in my size.
Yes, I do. But you better be funny.
I'm going to be funny.
Okay.
No, I'm the shit, really, if you think about it, really. If you watch the tape again, I'm really the shit. And everybody else is shit here, too, so. It's some monsters on the show.
So you saying you're a bad boy comic?
I'm a bad boy now.
And you guys know each other from the circuit? You guys all know each other?
Yeah, for sure.
Nah, we really I just really met, like, a couple of these dudes. A lot of these dudes I ain't really know.
Yeah.
I saw a couple of them
on Independent Tanks. We all know each other. We all know each other from fucking the same groupie.
Oh, damn. That is deep.
6 degrees of separation from one hole. Yeah, we all in. Fucking the same group, you know what I'm saying? That's how they do it. You know what I'm saying? It's a gang. Gang. Send that to his wife real quick. Send it out to his wife for early release. FedEx. Let her edit it. So her mama don't see it like that.
He's a good man. It was Malik said that.
To be a bad boy comedy to me means you got to bring it. You got to be funny. Every joke got to be funny. And if that joke ain't funny, you better have a strong ass recovery joke. Cause you a bad boy. You know, bad boys don't play. Bad boys, you know, whenever you a bad boy at whatever it is you do, you got to be bad at it. And, you know, I think I'm a bad boy. I bring it. You know what I'm saying? But you ain't no real bad boy till you start selling tickets. Till people start knowing your name, you know, then it's like you a bad boy with a capital B. Right now I'm a bad boy with a lowercase b because I'm funny. But till I start selling tickets, then, you know, I'm still a little bad boy. I ain't no bad boy. I ain't no Puffy.
Can I put no people up there?
Not for the first show, but if you feel like you want to add it, I can add it for the, you know, the rest of the show. When you say up there, you mean it on stage?
No, up there.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't nobody up there.
They're putting people up there. It's just taking them a long time to get them screened. No. It's going to be full.
All right.
You've been to live taping before. For comedy shows, you normally seating 400 people.
I know that. I'm definitely. I know that, but I know that we had a walkthrough, and I know that we said. I was going on somebody's word. So if somebody tells me it's not gonna be filled up there, then what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna create a screen that's gonna have all the logos up there. And we're gonna cut that off. We're not gonna deal with that, and that's all good too. But if we're gonna have the seats, we're gonna fill them. Cause I don't even do shows that ain't sold out. Just me personally. You know what I'm saying?
Brooklyn's number one DJ, Mr. C, y'all.
Mr. Finisher, Mr. C, Big Dog Pit Bulls, you know what I mean? I'm the DJ for the first inaugural P. Diddy's Bad Boys of Comedy, and I'm just proud to be a part of it. I want to thank Diddy for having me, man. For him to film it in Brooklyn and to have me be a part of it, being that I am from Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, it's just an honor, so I'm glad to be here, definitely. Everybody says I'm the first one here because, you know, Dougie and Diddy gets here, you know, they strolling. So, I get here kind of early and do the sound check, make sure the turntables is good, make sure the CD turntables is good so we can have the comedian's music and Diddy's music right, make sure microphones is good and stuff like that. I'm just making sure all the music is on point, and then from there, make sure my very brief wardrobe is correct because basically, like, because I'm behind the turntables, this is a trick, you know, a little TV trick. Because I'm behind the turntables, all I do is just change a shirt. So I just wear my little funky shorts all day. And then, you know, from show to show, I just change the top. So when the cameras see me, they thinking I'm wearing a whole new outfit, but it's just really, I'm just changing the top.
You see what we gotta go through? We behind the scenes. Bad Boys of Comedy, so we change the outfits, change it for certain episodes, and I gotta show my gut in front of my man right here. You see what I'm saying?
And then we get it popping. I mean, that's, you know, I'm just keeping it funky with the people out there. That's what we do, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, you know, with Dougie's presence as far as him with the crowd participation, and then Diddy's presence doing the intro and the outro of the show, and then my presence with the music, it is kind of like three different hosts bringing three different things to the table. But the one thing that I've been telling everybody about this whole thing is that the amazing thing about this whole thing is that we haven't, me, Diddy, and Doug haven't really rehearsed. Like, we've been in this game so long and been doing what we do so long that we haven't, like, rehearsed any of the stuff that we've been doing. Everything is basically spontaneous. And, you know, a lot of times when you do TV, you know, producers and executive producers want to be so technical. They want you to stand so way. We've just been hip-hop. We've just been doing it the way that we know how to do it, whether if because we do it from being in clubs or concerts or whatever the case is, our experience through that, we just, it's all natural. Everything that we're doing is all natural. So that's the thing I love about what we're doing with the show. It's basically a spontaneous thing as opposed to, you're wrong. Predominantly, for some odd reason, man, they really love the throwbacks. They really love the old school out there. And once again, sometimes, like during intermissions and stuff like that, or even mostly during intermissions, me and Dougie, everything we do is spontaneous. He doesn't know the records I'm gonna play. He don't know when I'm gonna stop the records. He don't know when I'm gonna change. You know, and it's just a rapper DJ connection that, with years and years of experience, because I've been in the game for a long time, and Dougie been in the game for a long time. With those years of experience that we've been through with each other, as far as him doing his thing on the hip-hop side and me doing my thing on the hip-hop side, we know the timing of each other. And it's funny because, like I said, we've been here since Monday. We haven't talked about nothing that we've done. We just did it.
Smash that, baby.
Bad Boys of Comedy, classic Bad Boys, and I don't even want to be gender specific because there's some women that are bad boys, like my girl Samora. D.L. Ugly is my favorite because he's made it and he's done it his way. He hasn't changed, and he's a lifer. He's never come off the road. Cedric, Bernie Mac, for his intestinal fortitude, for his stick-to-itiveness, if I could use that word, to never give up, never surrender. Steve Harvey, Eddie Murphy, the original bad boy of comedy, who brought it back. You know, what he sat and learned at the feet of Red Fox and Richard Pryor, you know. Those are bad boys, you know what I'm saying? Boy, people who did it their way and unapologetic. Dave Chappelle, you know, Chris Rock, you know.
When I look at comedians and I look at who's what, and I think Eddie Griffin, I think Smokey. 2004, that's what's up. Yeah. Undercover brother.
What'd you find, Bob?
Smoke, we go way back.
Yeah.
Smoke,
yeah.
Where you come? One of my rooms in Jersey or something?
Yeah.
I mean, he's traveled, like Jamaica, when he's talking about the goats and stuff, first time he ever been to Jamaica, he came with me.
Yeah.
And we're riding up the road. Smoke said, wait a minute, goats are like dogs out there. I mean, it was really. And then, I mean, people coming out with weed, like shotguns. Smoke said, damn, they coming at us. And it was like, no, that was a tree branch of weed. Am I right? And then Smoke said, let me out the truck. I gotta holler at that brother.
A lot of them comedians inspire me in different kind of ways. You know what I'm saying? Some comedians I watched taught me how to keep it real. Some comedians taught me how to be more myself, you know what I'm saying? And some comedians taught me how to use energy, you know what I'm saying? Like watching Jim Carrey or one of them comedians like that, that made me want to be energetic and, you know what I'm saying, explain my stuff and have motion in my comedy, walk around the stage instead of standing there like this for 20 minutes, you know, looking like you're talking a seminar or something, you know what I'm saying?
You did a great job.
Thanks a lot, baby.
My family, well, I was raised by my mother and my stepfather. My father was never there, you know, so, you know, big ups to moms and, you know, my stepdad for that. But, my mom, she responded in a way like, you know, you sure is what you want to do? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, in comedy, she, you know, until that check came. The first check I got, you know, before then, it was a joke. Like, boy, you better go get you a job, for real. McDonald's somewhere. You know, and then I came home with a little, mom, you know, this is what I got. She was like, well, you know, well, baby, you know, comedy ain't that bad. You know, if that's what you love, you do it. You know, so after that, it was, you know, she just kept pushing me, and I'm here.
Good.
It is so hot here.
We thought we'd be getting a nice air-conditioned room because we had a white comedian, but it ain't panning out at all.
And ladies and gentlemen, right now, I want to get this thing started.
Well, hip hop is nothing but a continuation of everything that was laid out before it, you know? And what it is that, you know, it's so many different things that we do on a daily basis. So when you see a guy like Richard Pryor, or Eddie Murphy, or, you know, Chris Rock, or Dave Chappelle's, and any of these people, and you checking them out, it's like you seeing hip hop, you feeling hip hop, we relate to them, you know? And then for him to take this whole thing and merge the two in a way that's never been merged before is just the next level of it, you know what I mean? I mean, you see hip-hop guys doing the beatbox, you know, scratching. I mean, I'm pretty soon I'll probably see somebody up there with a set of turntables. Who knows, you know what I'm saying? Comedians with the turntables going crazy, telling jokes, bringing it down, cutting back in. I got a hot idea. I may need to develop that idea.
I was thinking,
you know what I'm saying? Right. I got to develop that before somebody get it. I want to take my shit, you know?
Juicing, you big mother, you rabbit, still juicing for the last 20 years. You're juicing. I bet you can't outrun me though.
To me, comedy is truth, and truth is comedy. They work in conjunction with each other. Some of the funniest things that you hear could be silly, but a lot of things that are really truly funny have a lot of truth at the root of it. So when you hear guys get up there and talk about pain and the different things that they go through or the things that they went through or relationships or problems, I mean, it's just a funny spin that they put on it. But it definitely comes from the pain. It comes from, you know, way back, you know, when times when slavery was around and, you know, when guys used to just make jokes and be funny to make the time go away. You know what I mean? I wonder what kind of jokes they were saying. You know, for you to have to deal with the time of working in a plantation, you had to be funny as hell to make somebody, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I mean, you can go back in the Roman times of the court jester, you know what I'm saying? Homeboy wasn't too funny, he'd get murdered, you know what I'm saying? It was a rap for him if his jokes got whacked. You know what I'm saying? Do you understand the pressure? Do you understand the pressure? What kind of jokes he had to make up?
I'm just thinking about that.
You know, I was like, I gotta go with something. I got it. You know, his life is going, you know what I'm saying?
Getting married.
Well, the audition process is Long Lines in Atlanta. You know, I went up Uptown Comedy Corner. It was Bob Sumner and Tina Graham were there. They used to book Def Jam, so they were looking for something. I went up there, went to Uptown, ripped it. Uptown was already my home ground, so that's where I had been honing my skills. You know, they boo. Atlanta is the home of the boo. Any comic that said it from Atlanta or did a comedy in Atlanta are extremely funny because Atlanta is the home of the boo. Apollo boo, but Atlanta, we boo, followed by instruction. They be like, boo, kill yourself. So you can kill yourself more than one time. You either gonna quit or get better. So that's how I go.
My worst experience as a comic, you know, I've had a lot of experiences happen in black clubs that white people love to hear about. I have been booed off stage many times. I've had chairs thrown at me, ashtrays thrown at me, chicken wings thrown at me. I've been attacked by a female bartender, been at gunpoint 2 times, 3 if you count the police. I've been all over every kind of hood they got in this country, and I have never, ever had a problem like I have going into a lot of white neighborhoods in New York City where it's obvious I don't belong.
I sat and I was watching CNN and I saw a gay rights activist talking about gay rights. But he was speaking, and the more he spoke, he started reciting the I Have a Dream speech and putting gay shit in the I Have a Dream speech. Like, I have a dream that one day we'll all be together, black men's and white men's, black women's and white women's, hugged up, yearning to be free. From the gay beaches of Miami Beach, Florida, to the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, I have a dream that one day black men and white men will come together. Little boys will be little girls. And one day when we all come together, We were singing the words of that old Negro spiritual. Free at last, free at last. What's up, man? Come touch my ass.
Everybody else in the family then pretty much treated me like shit up to this point. So I'm gonna keep it real. Growing up was just, you know, it was welfare, it was a lot of welfare. It was a lot of struggle. It was a lot of just poverty. It was a lot of government food. It was a lot of spam sandwiches. I mean, as a child, I ate cold bologna a whole bunch of times, you know. I had many a bologna sandwich. Many a times my lunch was a cold hot dog, you know what I mean? And comedy is just something I'm really good at, and this is something I do. So really, 7 minutes ain't really enough to really see what Bobo Lamb can do. That's just like a little clip, and I appreciate that.
I'm glad they had this opportunity, because all these guys are professionals. These are heavy hitters in their game. And I'm a youngster coming on up, trying to get rich and get a lot of white girls and cocaine, so.
I just like to give a big shout out to Detroit and say, you know, I'm from the old school. I had them jingle boots. I had them jingle boots with the saw marks on. You know, I'm representing one time.
Nothing to see. Get out of here.
I mean, I think it was a great first time, you know what I'm saying? Being in a building we ain't never been in. I got some things we gotta change and shit, but it can be worked on, ain't nothing, you know. Great job, Doug. Great job. And then tomorrow, too, we need to smooth out how I throw to him, because that wasn't straight. Okay. And I think y'all should get some, I don't know if y'all rap tonight, but y'all should maybe get some of those ones, bring it to the stage. Maybe can he just announce those before he leaves, the ones without looking at the card?
Oh, yeah.
Because if you could do it right now, just to pick it up, and you can throw the audience in if he's just at that point, because when you see him there, you can't even see the audience or nothing. It just looks like this.
Thank y'all very much for coming out. The Bad Boys of Comedy, the future of comedy, the funniest motherfuckers in the land. Always remember, y'all, keep God first in your life and you can do anything. I love y'all. Peace.
Grab that mic.
Up? No, I'm just going to look in the camera because I always see people doing this, and I'm just going to do it too.
Do I look right in the lens?
Bad Boys of Comedy, Bad Boys of Comedy, Bad Boys of Comedy.
Bad Boy of Comedy is a comedian that's going to keep it raw.
What it means to be a bad boy.
And we're going
to
talk about everything.
What makes me a bad boy? Somebody that knows what it is to grind.
Witty, quick on his feet.
You know, somebody that knows how to handle pressure.
Well, I've been a bad boy all my life. To be a bad boy.
To be a bad boy comedy, man.
Bad Boy is about your inner strength.
It's a comic with an edge.
High energy, constantly moving, edgy.
Your abilities to not let nothing hold you down.
We're gonna give you our life.
I'm a bad boy.
Comedy is pain.
D.L. Hughley is a bad boy. Say is a bad boy.
D.L. Hughley, D.L.
D.L. Hughley. Bernie's a bad boy.
Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac.
The Bernie Mac.
Bad Boys. Bad Boy of comedy.
Eddie Griffin, Martin Lawrence.
Dolemite.
George Carlin.
George Carlin.
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey.
Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker.
Lenny Bruce.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Yes, I tell you, I'm a bad boy.
Robin Harris.
Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle, of course. Dave Chappelle, I love him because he does not give a fuck.
Sam Kinison, man.
Red Fox.
Red Fox.
Red Fox.
Of course, Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy. Man, you're a bad boy at comedy.
First original bad boy has got to be Richard Pryor.
This man right here, Richard Pryor. I don't know if you can see my shirt.
Richard Pryor, of course.
Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor, of course, man.
Those are bad boys. That's my definition of a bad boy.
That's what makes you a bad boy.
That's what it means to be a bad boy.
Because comedy ain't no joke, man.
The next person blew up won't be from here.
Bad boy.
I can guarantee that.
We here now. Bad Boys of comedy. Future stars, the future legends.
This is the new generation, though, right here. Bad Boys of Comedy, man. This is it.
The first season.
I want to see somebody laugh. Follow me. I'm listening. All
right? But I ain't really asked for a lot.
I'm on town with you. I'm in Sport Nintendo.
and on time, ready for their performance.
Yes, dog.
I'm sorry, I know you're doing your thing. You ready for your photo shoot?
Let's do this.
You want to do that now?
Let's do it. The photo shoot, you said?
Photo shoot.
I'm going to go do this photo shoot.
Exactly.
Are you following me to the photo shoot?
Right? Yeah, that's
come on, let's do this photo
shoot. You guys know each
other? So I got three of y'all with me. Got the picture I've been waiting for.
Dougie, this is for all the left-handed people, baby.
They got it all. Got it all built up.
Dougie, left-handed?
Left-handed too.
Oh, yeah. Told you, all the genius people left-handed. You left-handed cameraman? See, on your right shoulder, you hold it, but you're focusing with that left. Yeah.
Sometimes.
So how many people are coming tonight? How many people get to
do? 900, over a little over 900 people per show, 2 to 3 shows a day.
Nobody.
900 people is a gaggle. They just, you know, report across all the way around the corner. I mean, we're talking. I got 40 barricades all the way around the corner. Police barricades, the blues. These are like 15 feet long, and they're not enough. The show's been real great. Everybody's coming out with great reviews. Everybody's very happy. Everyone's been real cool. Everybody's happy. He's on a, you know, this is a free show, and anything with his name on it, you can pay $100 and they still come running in the same way.
The house fills up. We're going to bring John Irwin and Walter out, and we're going to have them listen to the sound with the new augmented PA system. But it's going to take C, it's going to take Dougie Fresh, and it's going to take Alex / P-Diddy stand in, you know, warm up to get that sound right.
But we need to tell Dougie to go through the beats we have approved and see if there's one of the beats that he likes.
He did.
He feel like he can rock
one.
The crowd.
He picked one already.
And that John, the other big thing, you know that big eyesore that you talked about when we had that meeting here, where the spotlights would be, and that spotlight
was supposed to cover.
He wants to cover that up.
Okay.
So we got to
give
it
time. Remember when I said that?
Yeah.
I don't like to repeat myself. I like to just say some
I'll
shit. I got too much shit to do.
See that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I want to be able to trust you.
You know,
trust me. I'm gonna do my part.
See, what we doing is preparing ourselves for our show. So write all our little jokes down. You know what I'm saying? This is what a comedian does for me. This is what the singer they might practice their notes. I can't sing, so I gotta write down the shit that I thought of. Like hell, this shit was when I get out there. So
today, you didn't use it yesterday?
A little bit. It was a little bit hard because we were just getting going. The track wasn't exactly right. But it's an ISO. You didn't see it on the line, but I ISO'd all the cameras. And
we'll
I got
be able
a lot
to cut some of it into
the
other shows?
I'm going to put it in. Yeah. Well, it's in the show. I'll do it tonight.
Well, we'll be able to take it and use it in some of the
No, we can use it there. It's just in the ISO. I didn't put it on the line. Yeah. I was a little nervous at first if you wanted to stay right on the
comedian. Yeah, I don't want it to look like BET comedy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do they have the cue cards for what my intro is?
Okay.
But check it out, y'all. I've scoured the earth to find the youngest, freshest, craziest, edgiest, newest up-and-coming comedians in the land. And these are some funny motherfuckers, please believe me, okay? And they're gonna come to the stage tonight and they're gonna blow your minds. That's the concept of the Bad Boys of Comedy.
K-Dub checking it in. Memphis, Tennessee, man. Man, when I was about 6 years old, man. You know, I just didn't know I knew how to get into it. But I knew it had to be when I was independent to get into it. I had to be broke to get into comedy. Because while you're doing comedy, you're going to be broke.
All right. I like this. All right. There's a lot of people in. Let me find out where the broke people at by a round of applause. Clap it up. Now, damn, a lot of you niggas ain't admitting to it, ain't trying to hide that shit. I can see it. Nigga don't give a fuck. When you broke, you fucked up, ain't it? I don't give a fuck. When you broke, shit come across that damn come across when you got some money. You ever been so broke a nigga cut you a good deal, you still couldn't fuck with it? Nigga be like $10 for that Cadillac, bro. Man, goddamn. God damn, nigga, you caught me on the wrong day, nigga. Shit, boy, I done got that motherfucker. That ain't nothing but the devil, that's all it is. Nigga take a few steps back when he broke. God damn, nigga, shit, god damn.
Comics is broke, ask me, I'm one of them. I got about $7. Hey, come on, man, what you running for? Come here. You stealing something or something? How you doing? What you wanna know about? You wanna know about the show? You don't want to know about the show? Hey, you got some lotion on you? Let me put some lotion on her feet for her real quick. Yo, this, she gonna run a little lotion.
Puffy doing some good shit. This is the next, Def Jam. I really think he should just put it on TV. Fuck the dumb shit. Pull some weight. Throw some weight, Puffy. You got weight like that, dog. Put this motherfucker on Showtime or HBO. This shit is that good.
This is behind the scenes. We asking motherfuckers if they funny. They really, really funny. Cause some people,
right,
they be saying they funny. They comedians and they like they think they funny, but they ain't really, really, really funny. And you feel you funny?
No, I'm funny. Not feel.
Okay. All right.
You ever seen Yo Ass's Ghetto? The Ghetto Test on Def Comedy? I guarantee that's me.
Okay.
I'm the one that does that.
So you feel you're funny?
I've been doing it 15 years, huh?
Better be funny now. Yeah, that's your ass right on now.
Okay.
Shoes, what color? Oh, you're gonna get Timberland.
Yes.
Neighborhood south side of Chicago, just, you know, real. It's real with a Midwest, you know, it's like Brooklyn, but, you know, with a Midwest accent, and it's cold in the motherfucker. You know, honestly, I don't see nothing different. Y'all just got more Puerto Ricans, that's it. I like it here. It's only thing that fucked me up coming here to just is when I went in the hotel room, they got us at the Marriott. And I'm like, what kind of Marriott is across the street from the fucking courthouse? Why the fuck you got a 4-star hotel and you step out, you supposed to see something nice. I step out, I see the Department of Correction, New York City Department of Corrections bus. What the fuck is that? That's too real. That's real. Women, the women out here are real. They're like beautiful. The women out here are beautiful, but they just don't give a fuck. It's a whole nother, they don't get, they show, they beautiful, but they show all their flaws. Be wearing sandals that's too small. Feet look like a bear's foot. They don't. I don't get that shit. Women where I'm from, they crimp and, you know, but this shit is real. It's just, I want to stay here and study this motherfucker. I mean, what is life? It's amazing. It's amazing. You know, the pigeons don't run from you. At least a pigeon, you know, a hop away. The pigeons just, you got to walk around the motherfuckers. I ain't never seen no shit like that before. But I like New York. New York is cool. I love this motherfucker, man. Niggas here, they pee anywhere. Niggas in New York piss. And I saw a nigga piss next to a urinal.
Look at the latecomers. Hey, Chocolate. What's up, homie? What you doing here? You think this is a Sony convention or something? You straight? Why you didn't bring your chest? Your chest? You know chest? You didn't bring no chest? Man up! Go like this. No, you might hurt yourself. What's up, old sexy ass foreigner? It's a little cute self. Very nice. What's up, son? Oh, yeah. Hey, he was at the show last night. You know what I mean? Tell him who he was talking about last night.
The motherfuckers in pink. Man,
I
don't know. Who was that, son?
Where was this, son? Yeah, that's right, nigga, man. That's what I'm talking about. See, y'all already know. Man, do you realize you're the last person in line? Can you explain to the camera why you're so late? Would you get the butterfly tattooed on you? So you know it is 257 people in front of you. Yeah. Yeah, well, you're looking awfully cute.
white, but if you look around, what that butterfly mean?
Man, this is real good. You got people that was coming in from going to work and you know, and people coming in that were stressed out, you know what I mean? You know, the mother of my, of two of my sons came to the show and she said, man, I needed that laugh. Because people are going through things. And laughter has always been the number one form of relief. And then I think second came music. Well, music is first, laughter second. You know what I mean? But it all depends on the time and where you're at. But everybody knows, man, that you know, laughter cures so much. You know, you could have walked in here stressed out saying, damn, I got to pay this car note. Yo, I got to pay my rent. You know, these kids is getting on my damn nerves. And then you seeing people get up there and tell jokes about the same thing you're going through, but they just putting a funny twist on it. It relieves a lot of tension.
Yeah, it's about to happen, baby. It's about to go down old school. Old school meets new school. Bad Boys of Comedy. I don't need to wear a suit. I'm a bad boy tonight.
No, I've never had a bad comedy experience. Only thing that ever made me want to sit there and really not do and to do comedy was maybe I've done it so long. I used to travel for years and years on the rap shows, on the R&B shows, on the jazz shows. Sometimes you get a little burnout because you don't really know how creative you can be, but God is good and the world is beautiful.
We're gonna roll back to the front line. Everybody got anything they wanna say to the camera? What's up, cutie? I love the way the whole, like, fuck it, I ain't gonna comb my hair. I'm just going. I like that look. I like that look right there. What's up, strong sister? I like the disco shirt. That's a beautiful thing. Take a look at the disco shirt, the XO purse. I love the way you made all that shit collaborate. You gonna make your shit match. I like that. What's up, homie? Can't tell me you don't smoke bud. Against the wall. It's like the county jail. They gonna make y'all get butt naked and spread it open and all that. Hey there, sweetheart. All right, homie, I'll see you in the show, man. Okay, what's up, little cute? Like you, be my sister. Yeah. Chocolate, big teeth, yeah, just like me. Hey, sweetheart, how you doing? Strong sister. Hey, you can't just be cutting. Got somebody trying to cut. How you gonna... She just cutting. How she cutting like that? You was not in here. We've been here all time. People in the back been waiting, and you just gonna come sneaking in front? Well, give me a Twinkie out your purse. I know you got one. Give a nigga a Twinkie or something. I know you got a Twinkie or a sandwich or something for a nigga. What's up, girl? Got that umbrella. What's up, little mama?
You know, all you cats that's funny on the back porch around your homies, and then you every time you see a comic, the first thing you say, well, I can do comedy. Ah, la, la, woo, 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 wop the bear, man. Let me tell you something. It's real easy to impress your motherfucking friends. But when you got to talk to 1,000 motherfuckers that don't know you, and you got to bring them into your world, and you got to do it under pressure and restraints, nigga, let's see how you step up then. So to all you want to be comics that's really serious about this shit, that got a passion for it, that have studied the history of comedy, because it's an art form. Don't get it twisted. It's an art. Just like acting, just like singing, you know, just like motherfuckers want to get up and be rappers now. Take a lot to get on stage and perform your little bullshit freestyle rap in front of everybody. You know what I'm saying? Your boy's gonna support you, but when you get in front of Joe Blow, who drunk as hell, and he wanna make him laugh, he don't care, he ain't your boy. So all I'm saying is respect what I do. You know what I'm saying? Respect what I do. It's not no, you just getting up there talking to people, because if it was that easy, we wouldn't have no other jobs. Everybody be a motherfucking cop.
I want to bring out this brother here from Houston. I want to bring him out because he's ready to put it down. Texas style. Give it up for Derek Ellis, y'all. Give him a warm round of applause. Come on, Derek Ellis.
Everybody has a bad night. Even Michael Jordan had bad games. So, you know, you just got to deal with it.
You let it flow off your back like a, you know, water off a duck, man. You can't let it kill you.
Thank you very much, DJ. I'm happy to be here. I just got back from Atlanta City. The casino lost a lot of money, man. $18 on the nickel machine. It was a woman in a wheelchair.
I mean, I've been doing this like 14 years, and I think what it was that the first joke, which worked all the time, I mean, they just didn't feel it.
Get your motherfucking ass out the chair. She up here talking about, you lying. I said, man, you bullshitting me.
Sometimes you're gonna rock and sometimes you're not. You know, gratefully, I mean, I'm blessed because I had a good set.
Well, you really don't want to have a set so like that. You like, damn, man. Why me now? You know, it's like the comic, good people wasn't on your side, you know, so you don't. Like, damn, man.
Stuck my dick in the
why door, tonight, you know?
Fuck the mob. I had a conversation with
you on heroin, right?
And I saw old boy struggling. You know, my heart went out to him because I know he's funny. I know he's funny. He just had that one bad set, man, and it had to be right there in front of the camera.
I remember I hit that chronic. Who this nigga? In the
mirror, somebody. Just wasn't my night. I look at it like that, but I thought I should have done better, you know. But I think it maybe just wasn't my night. Funny guy, that's why he was picked to be here and on this show. But what he did was, like a lot of comics, put a lot of pressure on themselves, and I saw him overthinking too much, and he done two jokes I had never heard him do, and I've been knowing him 10 years. So he come out right there. You don't come out on a show like this and not do. You gotta come out and hit it with something that's gonna get them to like you, and then they'll get into you. So once he didn't get his first joke off, he was kind of slow with it, and I guess the audience didn't know the feeling a comic go through up there dying instead of booing him. Be quiet, that's worse. You be quiet, that'll kill a comic.
I think he deserved to get booed based on his timing, because he took too long to get in, and he's a great comedian, and you could tell. He set me up, and I was ready to go with him, but I could tell his timing was a little off. And then I heard he did a routine that he's never done before. Never do that in New York City. You will lose.
Yo, what was up with that kid? He was dusted or something? That one comedian that pulled up the stage? Was he high like that the whole day? You think he was high or something? Why was he talking like that? Did you see how he was slurring and all that? I really pulled him, I thought he was high. I really thought that he was on that syrup. He wasn't high?
That's how he do, right?
He's on heroin or something? That's dangerous, though. That's dangerous, though. That could have fucked up. This is Brooklyn. That's dangerous. It could go. Bring him on one of the 4:30 shows. Yeah.
It's been some funny comics. It's funny because one of the ushers in there was saying about how she watches me and she noticed that I don't laugh at none of the comics. Not that I don't laugh at none of the comics, but I'm so busy making sure the music is, make sure the music is right and stuff like that. But I do listen to what the comics are saying. And there's a couple that sticked out. I don't remember their names, but there was a white comic. He was on last night on Thursday's show. That was hilarious. It was the African guy with walking around barefooted. There's a couple of comedians that sticked out, you know, that A.G. White is another one. There's a couple of comics that have stuck out and was hilarious. But to be honest with you, I'm so much into making sure everything is right, the timing, bringing the music in, bringing it out, that I do hear it, but I don't hear it. And I'm being as honest as I possibly can. Now, once I see it on tape, I'm gonna be just like any other DVD purchaser or cable viewer. I'm gonna be in laughter and tears because I see the reaction from everybody, but because I'm so into doing what I'm doing, I gotta stay focused.
I must say, Brooklyn got some beautiful ladies. And it's a beautiful thing when you ain't gotta comb your hair and still look good. That's a beautiful thing. Fuck it. Throw her a comb and that's a fight. I wish a motherfucker would. I ain't combing shit, natural beauty. That's what I'm talking about. Fuck a comb. Make a motherfucker see your personality. See the shine in you. What's up, little mama? Small as you is, you might get in for half price.
Yeah, in the urban community, the one who thinks, you know, a lot of these guys are just guys from around the neighborhood that were just funny guys that they grew up with. Some people were funny just to get out of, you know, they in the street, everybody fits into a slot. You know what I mean? And you are something. Some guys want to be the hard guy. Some guys the entertainer. Some guys the funny guy. You know what I mean? You fit into your slot. A lot of these guys, they grew up around us, no matter what hood they came from. They got the same story as we do. So they come from humble backgrounds, and they're just funny guys who just naturally have that humor. You know what I mean? And then they get up there, and they relieve a lot of stress for people. And if somebody has to, you know, it takes a lot to be a comedian because you're standing in front of people with no music, just your jokes and your timing. When that joke don't work, you gotta go right to the next one. You gotta deal with booze. One guy told me, because you know that happens in the game too. One guy told me, I said, how do you handle me get booed? He said, I go in my room and I go to sleep in a fetal position, you know what I'm saying? Because like the moves hurt. But he's like, when I get up the next day and say, you know, I gotta go on, I gotta kick it. I gotta make sure that my next jokes is good, you know what I mean? So it's a lot of love and it's a lot of pain. I mean, there's things that through in your family life, you take those things and incorporate them in your skits. I've learned so much about comedians from this show that it's unbelievable. I have a whole nother level of respect. And it's not always a happy game. It's not always a happy game for them, you know what I mean? They got to go out there and make you laugh when they're not going through laughter in their own lives. So you know what I mean? So it's like a people don't know how an entertainer have to, you know, come out of his heart with that energy to make you. You got thousands of people in the audience that came to see you perform. People don't know that you're going through problems. They don't know what your stress level is. They don't know, you know, you got five baby mothers going crazy. Not that I don't have that. You know what I'm saying? You know, but it's like nobody knows. You know what I'm saying? So it takes a lot to be a comedian, man. It takes more than a lot to be a bad boy comedian.
We out here, bad boy for life, and we won't stop. Peace!